Hi, thank you for calling the Roundup Lawsuit Helpline. This is Natalia on a recorded line. Who am I speaking with?
Hello, my name is Candace. I have a potential Roundup claimant on the other line ready for transfer. His name is Todd Greven.
Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Hi, Todd. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can. Hi.
Hi. All right, perfect. Can you spell your full name for me, please?
T-O-D-D, Todd Greven, G-R-E-V-A-N.
Okay, G-R-E-V-A-N?
Correct.
Okay, perfect. And Todd, would you like to see if you meet the requirements to participate in the lawsuit today?
Sure.
Okay, I'll ask you a few quick questions. Have you gotten an attorney to help you with filing a claim?
I haven't.
No, okay. And are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not signed any documents, contracts, or retainers for this matter?
I have not.
Okay, perfect. And was it yourself or someone that you love diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's? It was yourself?
Me. Yes.
Okay, I see. Okay. And it was after spring Roundup?
It was, yes, it was. Yep.
Okay. And do you know, by chance, the subtype of non-Hodgkin's?
B-cell.
It was a B-cell. Okay. And was it a lymphoma or a leukemia?
Lymphoma.
Lymphoma. Okay. I'm so sorry to hear about that. When were you diagnosed? What was the date?
September 8th of 2016.
September 8th.
I was 54 then.
Uh-huh. Oh, you're 54 years old?
I was 54, yeah. I'm 62 now. I just turned 62, so.
I see. Okay, so about 6 years ago, something like that?
Yeah, like 8 years ago.
Oh, 8 years ago. That's right. Okay, so September 8th of 2016. And then you
yeah.
did say it was a B-cell lymphoma. There's a few different ones here. Was it B lymphoblastic lymphoma? Or was it diffuse large B-cell lymphoma?
B lymphatic, what the first one you said.
Yeah, I know, it's kind of difficult. B lymphoblastic lymphoma?
Yes.
Yeah, okay, perfect. Just want to make sure it's the right one. And are you currently in remission or are you getting treatment for it?
No, I'm done.
Done, okay, perfect. I'm so glad to hear that. Okay.
Thank you.
So it's done. And have you had more than one NHL diagnosis in the past?
No.
No. Okay. Perfect. Okay. And that was after 2005. Okay. Where did you use the Roundup? Was it at home or at work?
It was at home.
At home. Okay. So residential.
Yeah.
Can you provide the address of where you used it?
Yeah, 2775 East Fremont Street.
Uh-huh. What was the city?
Okay. Las Vegas. I'm sorry. Nevada.
Oh, okay. No problem. Las Vegas. I'm out here in California, so I always have to ask for the full
okay.
address. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Oh, 89104 is the zip code.
89104 zip code. Okay, perfect.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay.
And besides yourself, was there anybody else in your household or any loved ones that used the spray as well?
No, it was just me.
Just you. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And approximately how many years in total did you use Roundup?
About 8.
8 years? Okay.
Yeah.
When did you start using Roundup? What year?
2008 to 2016. Summer. Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
And have you sprayed Roundup for at least 10 days or more?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. All right. And then okay, so total of 8 years, but did you use it for at least one full year before your diagnosis?
No, I use it for 8 years
before
my diagnosis.
Okay,
yeah.
Before the diagnosis. Okay, perfect. Yeah, they have different questions in regards to usage. It's I know it's in total it's 8 years, but they just want to make sure, you know,
it was. Yeah, I use it like once a month to do my yard.
Oh, once a month. Okay. Once a month. Was it all throughout the year or just seasonally?
Pretty much throughout the year. Yeah.
Throughout the year. Okay.
Because it doesn't get too cold here, you know.
Yeah.
It's cold now, though. Today
yeah,
is freezing
it's getting,
out here.
It's getting a little bit colder, yeah. All right. So once a month, all throughout the year, so about 12 times in the year.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And then times 8 years, so that would be, let's see, about 96.
Yeah.
Okay, so 96 times of exposure. And then the phone that we're speaking on right now, is this a smartphone or a landline?
It's a smartphone.
Smartphone, okay. Are you able to open text messages and email if needed?
Yes, of course.
Okay, perfect. Mm-hmm. Are you a citizen of the United States?
Yes.
Okay. And have you ever been exposed to, let me rephrase that. Have you ever had hepatitis B or C?
No.
No, okay. Any autoimmune diseases or lupus or Epstein-Barr?
No, not that I'm aware of.
Okay. Any HIV or AIDS or rheumatoid arthritis?
No.
No, okay. Any diabetes or organ transplants?
No.
Okay. Any family cancer history or other cancers requiring chemotherapy?
No.
No. Okay, perfect. And then the main injury we're talking about is non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. Okay, and then your full name is Todd Greven. Is there a middle name?
Yes, there is.
Okay.
Greg. G-R-E-G-G.
G-R-E-G-G. Okay, perfect. And are you a junior, senior, first, second?
First.
Okay. All right. Can you confirm your gender for me?
Male.
Okay. And are you married?
No, I'm not.
Okay. And what is your date of birth?
August 24th, 1962.
Okay. And your social?
530-58-9766.
Okay. And how did you first learn of the connection between Roundup and your injuries?
I started getting symptoms like coughing, a rash broke out.
Okay, so you had some symptoms, but in
yeah,
regards
my
to...
neck was my uh-huh. neck like swelled up on me, so
yeah, there's a lot of different symptoms.
I figured something was wrong, so.
Mm-hmm. So you went to the doctor then?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Did they ever mention anything about Roundup being a connection, or did you see it on a commercial or online?
I saw that on TV.
Uh-huh.
If you had these symptoms, blah, 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 you could fill out this application online, and that's what I did.
Okay. So saw an ad on TV. Okay. And when was that, approximately what year?
That was 2016, I believe.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Back in 2016. Okay. And what is your height and weight?
I'm 6'1", about 185.
Okay. And then I do have a phone number here. Is 702-929-5772. Is that the best phone number?
That's the best phone number.
Okay. And then what is a good email for you?
GregTodGreg@gmail.com.
Okay. GregTodGreg@gmail.com?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Greg with two G's on both sides?
Yes.
Okay.
And two D's in Todd.
And 2Ds in Todd. Perfect. Okay.
Are you awake, hon? Brooke. You still there?
And then, yeah, I'm still here. Okay. And then in regards to using Roundup, did you use a hand sprayer, a backpack, or a tractor with hoses?
No, it was a spray bottle.
Hand sprayer, okay. And did you use any protective gear when using Roundup? Any gloves or masks?
Just gloves. Just gloves I used.
Just gloves, okay. All right. And then you used it in the state of Nevada?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, these weeds out there, they got these little burrs on them. I don't know if they got them in California. They probably do.
Oh,
I
which
don't know
one?
What they call them. The little burrs, they're like, they go right through your shoe.
Oh, wow. Yeah, no, I don't.
You know what I'm talking about? They're round. They're round, and they got like little, like, points on them.
Oh,
yeah, they're treacherous.
The little
what
balls?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think
they
I know what you're
a certain.
About.
Yeah, I forget what they call them. They're crazy, though.
Yeah. They get stuck everywhere.
They hurt, yeah. Those things hurt.
Yeah. And then you were exposed to it, you said, at home. What area were you spraying?
My yard.
Okay, the yard mostly. Okay.
Yeah.
The yard. Were you the one that sprayed it directly, or
yes.
Were you around somebody else?
No, it was just me.
Just you. Okay. So it was direct exposure. Okay. And do you live near a water well at all?
No.
No. Do you get your water from a well anywhere?
No.
No. Okay. Have you ever been exposed to any other herbicides?
No, I haven't.
No. Okay. Have you been exposed to benzene?
No.
No. What about Agent Orange?
No.
No. Okay. And do you know if it was a concentrate or a premix?
It was concentrate.
Concentrate. Okay. And then where would you purchase it normally? What stores?
Home Depot.
Home Depot. Okay. And do you happen to have any receipts or any leftover bottles of product?
No, I don't. That was a long time ago.
Okay. All right.
I paid cash for it, I believe, at the time.
Cash for it. Okay.
Yeah.
And have you ever smoked?
I smoked, yes.
Yeah. Okay. Approximately how many years?
Thirty years. Yeah.
Okay. And are you currently employed?
No, I'm not. Well, I'm kind of like self-employed. I do moving. I move. I help people move.
Okay.
A mover, I guess you would call it. I don't know.
What, a mover. Okay.
Yeah, mover. Yeah.
Okay, no problem. So you're self-employed. And have you lost any time from work because of any surgeries or treatments related to your condition?
Not really, no.
No, okay. Have you ever been in the military?
No.
No, okay. Have you ever been involved in any other lawsuits?
No.
Okay. Have you filed for disability or workers' compensation claims?
No, I haven't.
Have you ever filed for bankruptcy?
No.
Okay. And then other than any minor traffic offenses or parking tickets, have you ever been convicted of a crime?
Yes.
Okay. Can you explain a little bit more?
Destruction of state property in Illinois.
Okay. In Illinois.
I have about one felony for that.
Okay.
Because it exceeded $10,000, so.
Oh, okay. I see. Okay, so I'll just make a quick note there. And then, what was the name of the doctor who treated you or diagnosed you?
Dr. Gollard.
Uh-huh.
G-O-L-L-A-R-D. Russell Gollard.
Russell, that's R-U-S-S.
S-S-E-L-L.
Okay, Dr. Russell Gollard. Okay, and then what was the location? Do you have an address for that?
It was at the hospital, Mountain View, 3100 North Tenaya Way, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89128.
89128. Okay, perfect. Mountain View Hospital.
Yeah, my father died there.
Oh, so, wow. Sorry to hear that.
In 2020.
Oh, 2020. So, yeah.
And then my mother died 2 months later.
Oh, it was weird. Oh, wow. Yeah. So close together.
They live in two different states, so it was weird.
Oh, yeah. But, that's definitely interesting.
Right.
So were you diagnosed in that hospital? So Mountain View diagnosed and treated at the same place?
Yes.
Yes, okay. Was there a separate name for the oncology practice, or did they refer you out anywhere else to a specialist?
No.
No, okay.
No, they did the test there.
Test there, okay, perfect. And then do you happen to have a phone number for them?
I'd have to look it up, his phone number.
Okay. Are you in a position to do that right now?
Yeah, I guess I have a, let me see, hold on. Let me see if I can find it.
Yeah,
okay, hold on a second. I'm looking for this one. Hold on.
Uh-huh. Don't worry. Take your time.
Okay. No, all I'm showing is the hospital number.
Okay. That's okay. We can provide the hospital number. What is it?
It's, hold on. I'd have to look it up too.
Mm-hmm.
You want me to look it up?
Actually, let me see if I can pull it up. So, Mountain View Hospital.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. I see it on Google here with the address. It's 702-962-5000. Does that sound familiar?
That sounds, yes, it does. Yeah.
Yep. Okay. So I'll put that one on there. Okay.
That's on Tenaya.
On Tenaya, yep. North Tenaya Way.
Yeah, okay.
Las Vegas. Perfect. Do you have medical records that would show the cancer diagnosis and the type?
Yeah.
Yes, okay. Perfect. And then here's a question. How has your diagnosis of lymphoma impacted your life? So anything that you want to share, either lifestyle challenges, financial, anything related?
Well, it scared me to death, first of all, when I started, when my neck started swelled up.
Yeah.
I mean, to be diagnosed with that, it's, you know, taking morphine and just the radiation and chemo.
Yeah.
It was like, I really didn't, it affected my health. I was more concerned about my health than anything financial. Because if you don't have your health, you don't have anything.
Exactly.
So,
yeah.
Yeah. So I'm just glad I got through it.
Yeah.
Really am. I didn't know that that weed killer would do such a, you know, dramatic thing to me.
Yeah.
And other people. So.
Yeah, a lot of people didn't know until the studies came out. But I'm so glad that you're here today. You know, I'm glad that you were able to treat it. Okay, so I'll just make a note here. You know, there was emotional stress, physical stress, and then you
yeah.
went through chemotherapy. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And then what type of treatment did you have? Was it chemotherapy and immunotherapy?
It was chemo and radiation.
And radiation, okay.
Yeah.
Any surgeries or stem cell transplants?
No.
No, okay. All right, and when was the last time that you were treated? Approximately what date?
It was like September 8th. Well, I was diagnosed.
Mm-hmm.
I was, well, September 5th, I guess. I mean, September 5th, and then I was diagnosed with it on the 8th.
On the 8th, okay.
3 days later, yeah.
Okay, so I'll write that down here.
Yeah, they did a biopsy and a CT scan.
Mm-hmm.
Took some blood.
Okay. So all those procedures. Okay, so that's it for the questions for the medical treatment and the doctor information. What is your full mailing address?
2775 East Fremont Street.
East Fremont Street.
Las Vegas, Nevada, 89104.
Okay. Okay, so that was the same place where you used the Roundup, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Okay, perfect. And then the last thing I need from you is just we're going to request an emergency contact just in case something happens to you if we're unable to reach you for an extended period of time. This just helps us prevent any disruptions in your case. So if we can't reach out
okay.
to you, we'll contact your emergency contact so that they can find you. So do they live with you or do they live separate?
They live with me.
Okay. And what is their relationship to you?
Friend.
Friend. Okay. And what is their phone number?
It is 702-623-6966.
Okay. And their name?
Patricia Blades. B-L-A-Y-D-E-S.
B-L-A-Y-D-E-S?
Correct.
Okay. And then you said Trisha. Is that T-R-I-S-H-A?
Patricia.
Oh, Patricia. Okay. P-A-T-R-I-C-I-A?
Yes. Correct.
Okay.
Yep.
Patricia Blades. Okay. Okay. So that's it for the questions here. What I'll do next is I'll send you over an electronic document to sign. It'll be the retainer agreement for the law firm. That just gives them permission to start working on the case. So I'll send it via email and also through text message. It's the same thing. You just have to click whichever one's easier for you. You can put me on speaker now if you need to. I'll stay on the phone with you if you need help navigating the page.
Okay.
All right, perfect. So let me just check, make sure everything's spelled correctly. Okay, and then you'll see it soon. It'll say, Natalia wants to send you a DocuSign, something like that. Let me see.
Are you sending it through my email or through text?
it'll go to both automatically. Yeah, so you'll just okay. pop up right now.
Okay, I got it.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, so just go ahead and open it up. If you have any questions, let me know. Meanwhile, I'm going to send you another text with the information for the law firm, okay?
Okay. He's in the bed there. Okay, I got the DocuSign thing on, but it's not doing anything.
Okay, what do you see on the page right now?
Just DocuSign. Wait a second, let me... Yeah, just DocuSign.
Okay.
That's it.
There should be like a button or a link where you click where it says review document or start now, something like that.
Okay, I don't see that. Hold on. Yeah, he is. He's there. He's here. Hold on a second. We're looking for a dog.
Not there.
Wait. Let's go over there. Pachacho, where are you? Oh, here he is. Okay, he's next. He's sleeping over here. Okay. Okay, hold on. Thank you, fine. And I got nothing else with it. Just right. I've been doing that. Okay, maybe I should go to my email and do it.
From
the text message.
Oh, you opened the text message. Okay, there should be a link. Was there a link that you click?
Yeah, I did, and this is what I got, and it's not doing anything. It just says DocuSign on it. I'm refreshing it, and what's the problem?
Okay,
there?
Try the email. I think the email is a little
yeah.
better.
Yeah, let me do that.
I sent it over to gregtoddgreg@gmail.com.
Yeah, I got it. Okay. Review document.
There you go.
Okay, and DocuSign and review and sign. Okay, now this was, why isn't it opening up? It just says DocuSign.
Are you connected to Wi-Fi or the internet?
Or that might be the problem. Yeah. Well, I'm on Wi-Fi. Let me move closer because we got there's a area here where in the house it goes there's like no connection for some reason. I don't know why, but let me move.
Okay. It's like a little dead area.
Yeah, let me put on my shoes here. I'm doing that.
No problem. Take your time.
Okay, thank you. Okay, wants to use your device's location, allow this time. Okay, and this envelope was also sent by SMS, yes. Recognize this number, continue to review. Don't recognize. Let me do that. Okay, now we're getting.
Now we're cooking.
Continue. Yeah. Okay. So, please read the electronic record and da-da-da-da. I agree. Continue. Okay. And scroll down. 10:29. Okay. So, sign here?
Yes, sir. Uh-huh.
Okay. Adopt your signature. That looks, let's go with, that's fine. Adopt and sign. Okay. Sign. Initial. Required initial. Okay. That looks good.
Okay. Make sure you click finish signing if there's a button somewhere.
Okay, good. And
or continue. I'm not sure how many pages. Yeah. Okay. I just got the notification.
Okay.
Yeah, so
yes,
it looks like everything is signed. Okay, and then you'll also get a copy. They'll send you another email with everything that you signed, so you have that for your records. So that's
okay.
It for today. This is your step one in filing a claim. So I'm just your intake specialist. So what's going to happen next is give the law firm about 5 business days for them to review the documents. They'll give you a call within those days to do a case verification, and then they'll let you know what to expect next, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Thank
perfect.
You.
Of course. I'm sending you another text message with my direct line and then the name and the number of the law firm. So the law firm is Pulaski. So you'll see the name on there and then their phone number. Please save those numbers into your contacts just so you have them ready. If you have any questions, you can text me or call me, okay?
Okay, will do.
All right. Thank you, Todd. You have a great rest of your day.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.